Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. We're back. Happy Monday.
Yay.
We made it through Labor Day.
We did.
And now we're back to a full week. Bummer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it was easier to make it through Labor Day than this Monday.
Extra day off. Dagnabbit. Yeah, I just said dagnabbit. I am 80 years old. Wow. But we're back. We're here in the basement. It still feels like summer in the Colorado region.
It does. It's not really getting cool yet, but I hear that it's supposed to.
And I keep looking at all the fall clothes, and all of the models are still in shorts. Have you noticed that? Like, they get long sleeve shirts and shorts, and I'm like, if I need long sleeves, I'm not going to be sporting some shorts.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I will wear shorts and a tank top, but if I know that I'm going to be like out late into the night, I'll usually bring a long sleeve shirt because my arms get cold, but my legs don't.
Oh, see, I am total opposite. If my legs get cold, the rest of my body, it's downhill from there. I'm weird.
I just want to, like, I hate the transition months. Like, I'm ready to either be all into fall or like back into summer. Yeah. Like today, like, I'm getting dressed and I'm like, okay, well, it's supposed to rain. Like, do I put on open-toe shoes? Do I put on closed-toe shoes? Like, long-sleeve shirt? Like, what do I do? So I'm ready to just, like, know that, okay, it's sweater weather.
Right. And I need to, like, transition my closet. Because, like, all of my winter stuff is down here in the basement in, like, boxes.
I don't have that problem.
Well, I don't get all of a closet. And my plan is, Steve's going to be gone this weekend.
So that's what you're going
to
do.
And I haven't planned anything on purpose because I want to organize our closets, and I may be moving some of his stuff that he hasn't worn in years into boxes into the basement. Just don't tell him. Hopefully he doesn't listen, actually.
See, Joey likes to do that more than me. Like, he's like, why don't we clean out our closets? I have no room in mine. And I'm like, no, don't get rid of that. You're going to wear it.
Right. I just need more room. And there are closets upstairs that have stuff in it that he doesn't wear anymore. He might pull something out, but I don't know.
You guys got to do the backwards hanger trick.
When you wear it, you turn it around?
Yeah, so that way anything by, like, they say the end of the year, but that would just take too long. They also say you should do 6 months because then it's, like, seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you haven't worn that season stuff, then you're not gonna.
And that's what I do. Like, when I go to clean out my closet for spring, summer, and bring in the fall, winter, if I haven't worn something, it's my rule. I will get rid of it. But if you've noticed at work, I am bringing out some of the dresses I haven't worn all year.
So that you don't have to get rid of them. So you can be like, I didn't think about you all summer, but I wore you once, so right. I don't have to get rid of you.
Well, I thought about it, but it seems like we've done a lot of camping this week or this summer.
Yeah.
So we didn't, like, dress up and go out a lot.
Right.
And so I think that's my excuse to myself as to why I haven't worn some of these, like, clothes.
I just have clothes that, like, I don't know what I was thinking when I bought them, but I can't get rid of them because I'm like, one day I'm gonna want to wear it.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
So let's jump into some entertainment news.
There's so much going on.
There is. Hold on. I don't know why I put a passcode on my iPad. I think it's because I leave it in the gym sometimes and I don't want someone to have access to my email and start spamming people.
That makes sense.
So are you a big Jenny McCarthy fan?
You know, I'm not. I don't think I was really that.
You should follow her on Twitter just because she writes an article for the Sun Times, I believe, or one of the news, or one of the, like, I think it's a newspaper or magazine. She does, like, a daily article, and she is very funny and very witty.
Well, that's what I've heard about her books. Yeah.
And those are, like, a smaller version of her wittiness.
Which book of hers did you read?
I think it's Love, Lust, and Faking It or something.
I wanted to read the one where she's, like, dressed up like the housewife on the front.
Oh, I don't know what. I got this book for $5 at Walmart. And I took the paper cover off and threw it away because I hate those dang things.
I know.
And so I just have, it's a black book.
Okay.
It's a black book.
I'll have to check her out.
She's joining The View. And back when I was in college,
she'd be good on it.
And when I was also just a waitress full time, I had my daytimes free. I would watch The View. I loved The View. It was, like, different points of view. And Barbara Walters was spearheading it, and I've always loved her.
See, and I like the other one.
In forever. Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
No.
Because she's gone.
The other one that's been on it for a long time with
Joy Behar?
Yes.
She left too, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in so long because I don't have my days
I only
spray.
Catch the headlines of who's coming and going.
Is Whoopi Goldberg still on it?
I don't know.
That was always, I thought, an interesting choice.
But so she's joining The View, and her boyfriend is going to be her first, the first guest. And I did not even know this was her boyfriend. Joe John Jordan, Danny Donnie. He was in The New Kids. Right? Donnie Wahlberg? Joe, John, Jordan, Danny, Donnie. Right? Am I wrong? No. Okay. One
New
of the
Kids
Wahlbergs.
Was just...
One of the Wahlbergs was in New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
I think.
I thought it was just the four of them. Joe.
No, I can tell John. You. Joe, John, Jordan, Danny, Donnie. I was obsessed.
Well, then it has to be this Donnie.
Well, I'm going to Google. But anyway, it's going to be...
I just know him as Mark Wahlberg's brother.
Are you shocked that that's her boyfriend?
Yeah, I guess, because it seems like a, you know, drastic change from Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but that was a long-ass time ago, wasn't it?
It didn't feel like... See, I don't follow her closely enough to know that, but...
He was definitely on New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, if he's the Donnie.
Joe John Jordan, Danny, Donnie. He was Donnie.
I was too young for that era.
I was following him on Twitter for a little bit, but I recently purged my Twitter and stopped following people that I really didn't care about. But anyway, Jenny McCarthy's going to bring her boyfriend to work. What?
It says right in the article, the New Kids on the Block singer. You didn't have to Google it.
Well, I'm just an overachiever. So, yeah, the pair have been anything but shy about their new relationship. So it is new. I was wondering how long they'd been together. And they've already made their official red carpet debut at the Dancing with the Stars charity event on August 24th. Wahlberg, who's 44, she's 40, came out to support his girlfriend as the TV personality hosted for the evening.
I'm excited. I think she'd be good on the show.
And we got another question answered. Wahlberg will be joining McCarthy's new co-stars, Whoopi Goldberg,
there we go,
Sherry Shepherd, and Barbara Walters.
That's
to promote
all that's
his
left?
CBS series Blue Bloods. Yep. Yep. And then Michael Bublé.
Oh, I love him.
Will also start off the season as the first musical guest.
That's exciting. I would love to watch that if I might have to record it or something.
I just think Jenny McCarthy is just stunning. I would love. She is one of those women I would love to meet in person to see if she's as beautiful in person as she is on the pictures.
I think the thing that makes her prettier, too, is her personality.
Oh, she is. She is just hilarious. And you can tell she's intellectual.
Yeah, like she's not, yeah, like the things she say, like the things she say, really, the things she says
it's Monday, we're
are
fried.
Funny, but they like, they're factual too. It's not just like sly sarcasm, how some other people can get away with being funny that way. Like she, I don't know, I do like her. I just don't follow her closely.
I might set my DVR if we haven't already missed it. I don't know when it started. It could have started today.
I didn't know those things had seasons. I thought they just went all year round.
No, they have like times when they go into repeats.
Oh.
And then I stopped watching. Yeah.
That's good to know.
And then also in entertainment news, Beyonce and Jay-Z's former bodyguard, Norman Oosterbrook, he died after being tasered in a naked home invasion.
That just sounds like, why is he making headlines is the better question. Like, okay, he was a bodyguard. What? So what?
I don't know. That's a tough job.
But the crazy thing is that...
Police tasered him during a bizarre...
It was the police that killed him.
Right. So was he the one breaking in? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
And then we talked about this a couple weeks ago about 50
Shades
of Grey.
I feel like we've been consistently talking about it because... Every other week, there's like a new person in the headline.
But it's the same person. And I guess there was a petition going around that they did not want Charlie Hunnam as the 50 Shades of Grey star. And they weren't super happy with Dakota Johnson.
I think she's a terrible choice. I think that they have, Hollywood has once again gotten it wrong. And I probably will not see the movie now.
How dare you? Have you seen him topless?
Yes, I've watched Sons of Anarchy. He's just, I've watched Sons of Anarchy, yeah.
Season premiere tomorrow.
I know, I don't consistently watch it. I like catch it every once in a while. But
it's intense. You can't miss an episode.
I know, but I just like watch it.
This is supposed to be like the best season premiere ever.
Maybe I'll tune in then.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are full though for me.
Pretty Little Liars.
No, that's on, that's,
I don't even know. It's on my Netflix.
It's on hiatus right now till October.
Okay.
But I still have Dance Moms, and now I'm on to Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition right after it.
So you're not going to watch 50 Shades of Grey because of the casting?
I just think that like certain movies can be ruined by the casting, and I don't know, it's not how I pictured it, so it's going to rewrite the whole book for me.
And then another story I want to talk to you at the very bottom. Jennifer Lopez is going to collaborate with Taylor Swift on a new album track. Were you as shocked about this as I was?
The fact that Taylor Swift is still making music, like what what else could she have to sing about?
It's going to be on Jennifer's new album.
Oh, why would Jennifer do that?
I don't know.
She just wants
to keep herself relevant with the younger audience.
Exactly. She is such a... I feel like that's why she constantly drops her men, too.
You think?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's dating a youngin', right?
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. But, he's the reason that the world found out that she was going to be a judge. But we'll get to that in a minute.
We will.
Let's talk about Dancing with the Stars first.
Okay.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I love Dancing with the Stars. I have to have somebody good on the show that I'm going to follow.
And you do this year.
I'm actually torn. I don't even know who I want to win now.
It's exciting. So let's run through this list. The first one, Valerie Harper, is going to be paired with Tristan McManus. I don't know. She is well known for her role as Rhoda Morgenstern on the classic TV sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
And can you believe, looking at her picture, that she's 74?
No.
Like, she looks like she could pass for 40s.
And she was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer earlier this year.
Good for her.
Yeah, and she said that, I heard an interview saying that she wants to just be an inspiration. If she can be an inspiration for one person.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you're going to want to talk about the next one.
I'm so excited for this one. Nicole Snooki Belizzi is going to be with Sasha Farber.
She has lost some weight.
She lost a ton of weight. I follow her on Instagram. I'm a stalker.
How is she losing the weight?
She's been working out like a beast. Like, there was a picture of her, and she's shorter than I am. So that
puts
it into perspective for you. She was flipping one of those big tractor tires, and the tire was like bigger than her. I was just like, that makes me feel like I should get off my ass and do something.
I know. You gotta watch
stuff like
that.
Like, if she can do it, yeah.
But that's what they do full time. They work out.
I'm excited. I actually think that she might be good competition because she was a cheerleader.
Ah.
And we saw how she danced on Jersey Shore.
Just don't get any alcohol in her. Yeah, we'll see her hoo-ha. The next one, Leah Remini. And she's paired with Tony Dovolani. I don't know. I love Leah.
Me too. I'm excited to see her.
I loved King of Queens. And yeah.
I love watching her. I don't know what it is. So I'm excited to see her too. And then Corbin Bleu is paired with Karina Smirnoff. So Corbin Bleu is, he was Chad in High School Musical.
Right. The next one, Brant Daugherty. Is paired with Peta Murgatroyd. I don't know if I pronounced that right. But he's from our favorite show, Pretty Little Liars.
Mm-hmm.
What's the character's name that he played? I can't think of it right now. Right now, I can't think of it. Anyway, he was a bad boy.
He was like
Pretty
a season one and two person.
And that's why I'm still stuck on season two.
Yeah.
The next one?
The next one is Elizabeth Berkley Lauren.
I love her.
And she's paired with Valentin Chermkovsky.
Good job.
So she's from Saved by the Bell.
She was Steve's like cheat, what do you call it?
The to-do list.
Yeah, back
so,
in the day.
But it doesn't, when you look at this picture, it does not even look like her.
It's because of her hair's not that crimpy curly.
Maybe.
From Saved by the
Bell.
Even
her face didn't look the same, but.
I'm sure she's had some work done.
Oh, I'm sure. I could do with or without her, I think.
Yeah.
I think she'll be interesting. I mean, she was in the movie Showgirls, so she's got to be a good dancer.
And that's like the last thing I remember her doing.
Yeah, me too.
The next one, Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn
Johnson. So not a sports girl here. Is paired up with Sharna Burgess. Yeah. What's he from?
He's a football player. He played for the Chargers for a while, for the Jets. And then he was also like an announcer most recently.
There you go.
I love watching the athletes because... I don't know. I just love it.
Because you're a sports girl.
Yeah, they tend to win. Last season was an upset.
They're very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Emmitt Smith won, didn't he?
Oh, I know. I'm obsessed with Emmitt Smith.
Really? I was a big Cowgirls fan back in the day.
He was like Cowboys my first fan. Love as a kid.
Cowgirl. I'm a Cowgirl fan. I was a big Cowboys fan when Troy Aikman was the quarterback because I had a crush on him.
I liked Emmitt Smith. Well, my mom liked Troy Aikman.
I'm old. Okay, the next one
is Christina Milian. And she's paired up with Mark Ballas. So she's the singer. She's also been in like a couple of kind of movie roles, kind of small ones. I'm interested to see how she does. I don't like her. She paired up with Pauly D on a song, though.
Oh.
That's going to be released soon.
Very exciting.
Yeah. I think that the release is going to be on the show.
Oh.
Like, it'll be the first time we hear it. Which,
that makes sense.
Which, if Pauly D signed up for the show, I will be watching.
I thought you were over him.
I am. Till then.
The next one, Bill Nye, the science guy, is signed up with Tyne Steckline. And Colorado people care about this because she is actually from the area, has a dance studio in the area. Mm-hmm. So, and this is her first season on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm actually really... I know this sounds crazy. I'm excited that they have somebody like Bill Nye on the show.
Yeah.
I want to see how he does. I bet he'll probably be close to first round out, but we'll see.
Right, right.
I'm interested. It's like, it's intriguing. I think that this cast this year is intriguing.
Yes.
Like, it makes you, they did a good job of making you want to watch.
Right. It's not a bunch of has-beens that you don't care about.
Right.
It's like people that you really haven't heard about recently.
And you're kind of like, oh my God, what are they doing?
What have they been up to?
Yeah.
Can they dance?
I didn't know they were still alive.
Oh, like, wow. Bill Nye.
I really like.
He has always been the science guy.
Yeah.
When we were little.
And he's been around forever.
True. True, true.
I'm excited for him.
All right. The next one.
The next one is Amber Riley and Derek Hough. So she's from Glee. And do you watch Glee?
No.
Oh, I love her on Glee. So I'm, this is why I'm torn. Like, there are too many people on this season that I love. I really hope they let her sing sometime during the show because she has a phenomenal voice.
I'm sure they'll incorporate that.
Like, she can pull off a Whitney Houston number. Like, it is nobody's business.
Wow. That's impressive.
She's good. She is actually one of the reasons I watch Glee because she's talented.
The next contestant, Jack Osborne. He's paired with Cheryl Burke. Yep.
I feel like she always wins.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just don't think they're going to this year.
Right. I like Jack Osborne. I like Kelly Osborne much
better. I was going to say, I hope she's like guest appearance in the audience because I love her.
I just read an interview with her in Cosmo.
Did you?
I've been catching up with my Cosmo. So
she's
like
come a long way and I love it.
She really has. And she's still so young. She has so much potential. Mm-hmm.
And I love Sharon Osborne too. I think she's hysterical. So.
Very strong women there.
Yeah. All right, so the next one is Bill Engvall with Emma Slater. So he's part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him. He might be out before Bill Nye. Who knows?
Right. But he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Funny, funny guy. All right, we're going to switch from that show to American Idol, which won't take as long because...
Because there's only three.
The judges have been revealed. And I'm actually excited because I... love Keith Urban.
I know, and he's back.
And I love Harry Connick Jr. because I think he's a beautiful man.
I guess my problem with Harry Connick Jr. is that I can't get out of my head his role in P.S. I Love You.
Oh, God. Stop. When That's he plays, not reality.
I know, but he plays such a like dorky, weird person in that movie that every time I see him, my mind just instantly goes to that.
Right.
But he actually is a musician.
Right.
So I think he'll be good. I think finally we've got...
two cuties and Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, sure.
What? You don't think they're cute?
No.
Oh, you don't like that manly look. You like the Jersey Shore look.
I like muscles.
Oh. Keith Urban's ripped. I don't know. Have you not
seen
him?
I would say that Keith Urban is decent looking. Harry Connick Jr. is just... there's nothing that stands out about him to me.
I like him.
Like I said, though, I'm interested because I feel like for the first time...
there's no drama.
Not only is there not drama, these are musicians. Mm-hmm. So these are artists. I know that like Simon, you know, had his business and stuff. And you know, what Randy did, whatever he did.
He's music
person. But these guys actually get out on stage and perform. Mm-hmm. So I think that they get what it takes more. Maybe?
I don't know. I'm not an expert when it comes to music, so I don't want to voice my opinion because I'll just be speaking out of my booty.
I'm just glad that Mariah Carey is not on the show again.
Right.
I would have liked to see Nicki Minaj back, though.
No way.
I loved her.
You're out of control. You need to stop
drinking. I liked her.
By the way, we're drinking relaxed wine today.
We're drinking our green bottle.
Yes. And that's what's making her think that Nicki Minaj was awesome. All right. So you sent this story about a hospital.
The first in, of course, it's in our country. It's in America. Because what other country would need this kind of hospital?
Right.
So it's the first hospital to treat internet addiction.
And it's a voluntary program. It's a 10-day yep. inpatient treatment program that will admit up to 4 people whom have been diagnosed with severe internet addiction.
Yep.
First, they're going to undergo an extensive evaluation and a digital detox that prohibits phone, tablet, or internet use for at least 72 hours. Then they'll attend therapy sessions and educational seminars to help them get their internet compulsions under control.
Right. And so I didn't realize that it has been this long, but so internet addiction, the phrase first came about back in 1995.
How old were you?
I wasn't 10 yet. I'm just going to throw that out there. But the other thing that's great. So I was like thinking about this. I'm like, can you really be addicted to the internet? And
have you met my boyfriend?
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but that was the first person who popped into my head. Cause I was like, Steve. But they said, so, cause then I started thinking like, well, maybe I could have an internet addiction. Like I love to be on it in my spare time. Mm-hmm. But then in the article, it goes on to say with any, like any other addiction, it has to be something that jeopardizes your career. You're lying about how much you use it. It starts to interfere with your other
right
outside relationships. Doesn't.
Like it's a hobby. And Steve does it because it's part of his job. He needs to keep his finger on the pulse of life. He needs to know what's going on. A lot of our articles that we go over are actually from him.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just want to see if this becomes a widespread thing the way like sex addiction became like bigger.
Yeah. It kind of became a fad.
Yeah.
Especially among Hollywood men.
I have a hard time. I guess I could understand how like those things can affect your life, but I have a hard time lumping those things into the same kind of category as things that actually alter you physically and mentally.
But it really does. Haven't you seen like someone that has a video addiction?
No.
Okay. I have, where they're up all night. They don't go to bed till like 7 o'clock in the morning. They go to bed then they wake up at, you know, in the afternoon and start playing again. And Steve has a family member that does that, and he doesn't have a job, and he has lost jobs because he couldn't be on time because he would sleep in.
Yeah. I just think that I think there's a fine line between an addiction and an excuse for a behavior.
Right.
And that's what, that's where I think it's kind of like, you know, like how many times do you like hear now, or when the fad was going on, you'd hear, oh, well, yeah, it wasn't my fault. I was a sex addict. I don't want to hear this whole,
right.
I don't want it to become this.
I cheated on my wife a million times because I'm a sex addict.
So what I don't want to happen is like the next generation of young adults. Well, it's not my fault. I don't have a job and I'm on welfare because I'm an internet addict.
Right.
Like, no. Like, so you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I do genuinely believe there are probably some people that go through withdrawal symptoms without their phone or the internet. Mm-hmm. But I think that with a bunch of them, you have to walk a fine line of, is this truly an addiction or is this something you're using as your excuse?
Right.
But I'm interested to see, like you said, if it goes mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
I found an article and I thought of you because you're a 20-something. I'm beyond that. But I think a lot of these are kind of helpful for anything. It's stats that 20-somethings should know.
I'm interested to hear this.
So the first one is a complete 150 minutes of aerobic exercise every week. The benefits of exercise are endless, from keeping the heart healthy to improving memory. So it's something as little as that. Exercise. And I think we got that down. We do 100. No, we don't.
How many minutes? 150?
150. So if you do 30 minutes, 5 days
but
a week.
But you missed the first one.
Oh, I missed it?
Well, yeah, I was just so confused because I'm like, where is she pulling this number from?
So that was the first one in my book. What's the first one in your book?
Your BMI should fall between 18.5 and 24.9.
And it's been a couple years since I checked my BMI. I don't want to release that information. Do you know yours?
Mm-hmm.
You fall within that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. I know I'm healthy, and that's all I know. I saw someone post on their Facebook their BMI, and she's much healthier than me. She has no fat, and it made me sad.
Hmm. So 150 minutes of aerobic exercise. That does seem...
That's five days a week at 30 minutes.
Oh, it's for a week. I thought it was for a day. No. I was like, that's 2.5 hours a day.
But I have heard that, you know, if you do cardio 3 days a week, you're good. 3 to 5 is like good. But I was focused on the three. Like last week, we had the short week. So I didn't have Monday. So I did cardio Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm falling short.
But you have to
short.
Think about the other aerobic things that you do. So, for instance, like this weekend, did I physically get on an elliptical or a treadmill? No, but we went swimming.
Right.
And we were in the pool for, you know, quite a while. And I was actually like... swimming, not floating.
Right.
So, I mean, or, you know, when you think about those things, are like, you know, times when you go hiking or camping or walking around the mall. If you're walking around the mall for a half hour at a fast pace.
Oh, I need to go shopping.
Like, if you've seen my pace in a mall, I get my aerobic exercise in.
The next one is keep alcohol consumption moderate. One drink per day for women, two for men. Alcohol can have some health benefits, but only when enjoyed in moderation. A recent study found that 1 in 6 adults binge drink up to 4 times a month. Which I think I've gotten older, I've gotten much better at that.
So
I'm not doing that.
Up to 4 times a month, right. Because nobody has one drink on a Saturday night when they go out and they're 20-something.
Right. True. True.
I mean, for me, if I know I'm just going to have one drink, I'd rather not even.
Really?
Because it's not going to do anything to me. Like, I'm going to have just as much fun without that one drink as I would with it. So, in my mind, I'm like, why consume those calories?
There you go. See, I like the taste of Malibu rum and Diet Coke. Like, I like that taste.
I like the taste of water.
Diet Vanilla Pepsi used to exist. It doesn't anymore, but it had the same taste as Malibu and Diet Coke. And so, Pepsi, if you're listening, I would like that to come back. Because it's healthier for me.
All right, the next one.
And who in their 20s thinks about this?
This is true. That's what I'm thinking, like 20-somethings, like 21. Really? You think they're only going to have one drink?
Right.
Come on.
All right, do the next one.
The next one is keep blood pressure below 120 over 80.
I don't remember what my blood pressure is.
I just had it done, but
I know it's healthy.
Mine was on my deathbed, so it's not really a good judge.
She recovered from that.
Clearly.
The next one is also about health. Keep salt intake to less than 1 teaspoon per day. How do you measure that? There's so much salt in all of our foods.
There is, but I don't use salt.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Steve and I were at a store this weekend, and it was like one of those cooking stores, and they had all these flavored salts, and he's like, I would love to try that. He's like, but I don't put salt on my food. And I was like, and that's not something you want to start doing.
My grandparents always used to say, if you need salt on your food, then it wasn't cooked right.
There you go. The next one
is strength train twice per week. I think that we're pretty good at this.
Yeah, because like I'll do the elliptical in the morning and I'll do weights in the afternoon. The only time I'm not good at that is when Steve's out of town because my afternoon consists of letting the dogs out. And I don't. I have weights here. I almost said I don't have weights at home. And there's a weight bench like 12 feet from me. Oh my Lord. I need to remember that bench when Steve's out of town because that's my excuse. I'll be like, oh, I can't do my weights because, oh. And I just read a story where that's one of Gwyneth Paltrow's secrets is she does lightweight training. All right, the next one, your resting heart rate should fall below 100 beats per minute. So we need to like do an experiment, like in the middle of the day, check your pulse and see where you're at because I don't know what my resting heart rate is.
But your resting heart rate is not middle of the day. They say that you should check your resting heart rate when you're laying down in bed before you get up for the morning. The minute you are up and doing things,
it's not resting anymore.
So experiment should be tonight.
On a Saturday or Sunday because Monday through Friday your alarm goes off. And if you're like me, you're like, go.
Yeah. It's like my alarm to me is like the same sound as a fire alarm in my house.
Right.
It triggers the same reaction in me.
Right. All right, the next one. We're going to get the measuring tools out for this.
The next one is your waist circumference should be no more than 35 inches for ladies and 40 inches for men.
Which we're fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I actually do keep track of my measurements once you a do. Year.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. So those were some tips for 20-somethings. That was 20? Yeah. No, it was tips for 20-somethings.
Oh.
It wasn't 20 tips for 20-somethings.
Well, then.
And we just hit our 30 minutes.
Go us.
And before we go, we have a big celebration.
We do.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Yes, it is.
What did you get me? I'm just kidding.
I got you our green bottle of wine.
That's right. She brought the Pinot Grigio from
her last. What did you get me? Where's the cupcakes?
Oh, because I'm on a diet. And so are you. We talked about this.
We did.
No cupcakes. There's a birthday coming up in the office, and that's the only cupcake we're going to have for a while.
There's got to be a healthy alternative to cupcakes. If anybody out there listening knows, I need something that will fill our cupcake cravings.
No kidding. Because I am.
Without the cupcake.
I'm sitting here trying to eat super clean for the next few weeks. And I can't have cupcakes. But that's all I'm thinking about is frosting. And the mound of stuff underneath the frosting, also known as the cake.
There's just no. Like, I mean, sometimes when I'm craving something sweet, I'll eat fruit. But that is not the same kind of sweet.
That's what they say. Like, I found an article. If you're craving something sweet, here's what you're an alternative. No.
No.
It's not.
It's not the same.
I got no sugar added fudgesicles, and that may come close. And they're only 80 calories.
No sugar. So check those. Yeah. I might have to work that out.
Yeah. It satisfies it.
You know what else? This sounds crazy because I don't really like milk. But sometimes if I'm craving something sweet, a glass of milk will do it.
Chocolate milk, maybe.
I don't like chocolate milk.
Oh, I love chocolate milk. But I put insane amounts of chocolate in my chocolate milk. It's not healthy at all. It like eats all the calcium out of the milk.
You're probably right.
All right. So thank you so much for listening to us. Find us online, Facebook, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, Twitter, Two Girls and Wine, Tumblr, Two Girls and Wine. We're everywhere. Just Google.
Yes. And thank you for those of you who have been with us for this
last year.
Year.
It's been, back and forth. We started in the basement. We went to the studio. We came back to the basement.
You know what they say?
What?
There's no place like home.
Oh. On that note, we're out. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.